Chapter 53. Sally yawned and covered her mouth.
Sorry, she said. I'm exhausted.
You've had one hell of a day, said Tim. He looked over at Eric, who was dozing on the sofa with his feet on the coffee table.
You should get some sleep if you plan to go with them to the airport this morning.
Butler was asleep in an armchair, his head back with a dribble of saliva running down his chin.
Do you think we've got a choice?
She asked, keeping her voice low so as not to wake the DEA agents.
I think they're not going to let us out of their sight until Flores is on the plane.
Are you saying we're prisoners?
You know, I'm not sure.
The only way to know is to insist that we leave. Eric opened one eye.
If either of you make a move for that door, I'll put a bullet in your leg.
He laughed at the looks of astonishment that flashed across their faces and swung his feet off the coffee table.
I'm joking, guys, he said. I knew that, said Tim.
I wasn't sure, said Sally.
The thing is, we're short-handed, and there's no way we can bring in extra manpower before the plane lands, so you'd really be doing us a solid by helping out. Plus, the way the bad guys have been chasing Sally here all over London, she's probably better off staying with us.
I'd like to see this through to the end, said Sally.
And I'm not letting you out of my sight, said Tim.
Eric rooted through one of the pizza boxes and pulled out a cold slice.
Why don't you two catch some shut-eye? There's a bedroom spare.
What time are we heading to the airport? Eric looked at his watch.
8:30, I guess. Just over 4.5 hours from now.
Sally looked at Tim.
Sleep sounds like a good idea, she said. You okay to share the room?
Sure, why not? Asked Sally.
Tim shrugged. You know, she shook her head, we're not teenagers, Tim.
Tim held up his hands in surrender. Sally laughed and pushed herself up off the sofa before heading down the hallway. As Tim followed her, Eric leered, winked, and threw him a mock salute.
We're just friends, Tim protested.
But that just made the American laugh out loud.